This is Ozarks at Large, and this is a week of firsts. It's the 1st of September. Today, first Thursday in Fayetteville. Tomorrow, first Friday in Bentonville. And the first Blue Man Group show at Walton Arts Center is tonight.
Tonight, Thursday night.
Jody from Walton Arts Center is back with me after vacation.
Yes. Had a good time? I had a great time. Glad to be back, though.
Thank you. Tell me about Blue Man Group, because we've been talking about it for a couple of weeks, but now it's happening.
Yeah, it's happening, and it is so exciting. They have been here since the beginning of the month. They've been teching. We got to meet with some of the creative team a couple of days ago, and you can tell they are in the last few days of producing a major show, and it is really exciting. Our stage is full to the brim with technology and props and costumes and all of the neat things that go along with the show. I think we counted more than 20 laptops in the front of our house right now, because the show, Blue Man Group, is a very tech-heavy performance. There's a lot of video. There's a lot of sound cues, music cues, lots of technology going on, lots of digital things happening. And so there's all these tech people in the front of our house right now and in the audience with their laptops, madly programming and working on all of the little cues and everything. And it's going to be, I think our audience is really going to experience a level of sort of technology and performance combined they haven't seen before.
It sounds like it is a total immersion. You go into the Blue Man's world.
You do. When you listen to the creators of Blue Man talk, you know, they talk about how the Blue Man Group sort of takes our world and then flips it a little bit and tries to look at it through the Blue Man's lens, a lens that wants to play and wants to enjoy the kind of funny things that are in our world. And so they... It's very immersive. It's very much that you as the audience member are very much a part of the show. In fact, they will say stuff like, there are four characters in the show, three blue men and the audience. And I think we'll see that we're going to be the first audience that ever sees this. It's really great. And that they will, you know, they will take the responses that our audience gives them, and it will inform the show as it goes out onto the road. And so it's pretty neat, pretty exciting.
How does this compare if, say, with Les Mis coming in? Isn't Les Mis the one where the wall moves? Or
yeah, Les Mis, the last time we did Les Mis, they believe they have the circular floor that zooms around. And actually, I know that this is a little bit of a segue, but Les Mis that's coming to Walton Arts Center in the spring of May is a new version of the tour that will deal with a lot of projection and a lot of video. And I think that's what you're starting to see more and more, as these shows are becoming more reliant on the video content, on the digital world, on the, you know, there's a live, I mean, all Blue Man shows have a live camera guy who is on stage with the performers. But this also has pre-recorded stuff, live stuff, all of those things. So it's a similar process to when, you know, when a Broadway show mounts, but, you know, a Broadway show has a story. Mm-hmm. This Blue Man Group doesn't really have a story. Blue Man Group is just a world and an experience with music and light and costumes and props and technology. And so for them, it's very much about that delicate balance of what is the audience feeling? How is the audience involved in this? How is the tech? How are all the technology pieces working? So it's all the same elements that you have in a traditional Broadway show like Les Mis, but just because there's no narrative to carry you through, you have to pay a lot more attention to what the audience is experiencing and feeling.
Tonight's the first night. It is here through the 9th.
It's here through the 11th, actually.
Like I said, 9 days. It's here through the 11th.
Yeah, it's a little bit of a strange schedule. So you have a show tonight, 7 o'clock. You have a show Friday night, 8 o'clock. And then we are off because we didn't want to try to put Blue Man Group up against the first Razorback football game of the season. Sigh. But
Blue versus Red.
Yeah, I think Red would win in that case.
Yes.
And then we have two more shows on the Sunday, a 2 o'clock and a 7 o'clock. Then the following week, we have a 7 o'clock on the Thursday, a 7 o'clock on the Friday, and then two shows on the following Saturday.
Exciting.
It is very exciting. Unfortunately, there are not a lot of tickets left. There are maybe a handful of tickets left.
I don't, for a venue to say, unfortunately, there aren't many tickets left, that's kind of, I know what
well,
you mean.
Well, it's unfortunate because I want lots of people to come right. see it. But I do have a hint for anybody who's listening. There are almost always tickets that come available at the very last minute. So if you really want to see Blue Man Group and you can't get on the, you know, there's no tickets left or you can't get through to the box office, I really recommend that you come to the theater. come show up at the theater at about, you know, an hour to 45 minutes before the show. Let the box office know that you're there, and they will do everything they possibly can to try to find tickets, because stuff happens at the last minute. Last minute tickets get released. People turn their tickets back in, you know, whatever. So we hope people will not give up if they really want to see the show.
All right, that gets us ready into the season. Blue Man are here, and we've got all sorts of other things. Chris Isaacs.
Yes, Chris, we just put Chris Isaac on sale just today. So great seats are going to be available for that show online. We should probably say waltonartscenter.org, mm-hmm. or you can also call 443-5600. But, you know, we're excited about Chris Isaac. We're doing that in partnership with George's Majestic. And so we're hoping to get a lot of you know, those music lovers in the hall for that one. So that one just went on sale. And then we have Susan Werner coming up on the 16th. We talked a little bit about her last time I was in, but she's a solo pianist and songwriter. She played with Keb Moe when he was here, and her show will be in Star Theater, so a very small, intimate performance. Two shows at 7 o'clock and 9 o'clock on the 16th of September.
Tickets then, still available for Kenny G?
Tickets still available for Kenny G also, and that's on September 19th. We have B.B. King on September 23rd. Not a lot of tickets available for that one. That's another good one to, you know, try to come and be on standby, see if you can get in. But we're very excited, obviously, to have B.B. King.
At the beginning of our conversation, I mentioned First Friday in Bentonville.
Yes,
and this weekend in Bentonville, there's a Walton Arts Center connection and a chance for people to
get another really great deal. Yeah, we're psyched about this. We have a partnership with First Friday, so it's the Walton Arts Center stage where the musicians play, which is fantastic. And this time it's the back to school up there, and so we're sort of tying back to school and Broadway together. What we're doing is on Friday night there will be a performance by the Village Players, which is a theater group out of Bella Vista. They will perform a series of Broadway show tunes from our current Broadway season. So they'll sing songs from Color Purple and Les Mis, hopefully, and Mamma Mia and all those great shows that we have. And then the following morning, beginning at 8 o'clock, we're going to be having a half-price Broadway sale, which basically means we're going to be selling the Broadway subscription for the year, which is 5 shows. We'll have a limited number of tickets at half price and then a limited number of tickets at 25% off. So the best way to think about this is if you get there early and you sign up for one of these half-price ones, you could get 5 Broadway shows for around $100.
And you have to do it there.
You have to do it
there. This is not online. This is not
online. It's not
online.
It's not on the phone. This is, we've done this down here in Fayetteville, actually, at our box office, and it's been a big success. And so we wanted to take it up to Bentonville and see how it did there. So we'll be at the Bentonville Farmers Market. We will start at 8 o'clock. We'll have a booth there. And we really recommend that you get there early because, you know, if there's a line, we don't want you to have to, you know, wait in line and then hopefully everybody gets a subscription.
You don't have to be from Bentonville. You
Absolutely
just have
not.
To be in Bentonville.
You have to be in Bentonville. You can be from anywhere. And the Bentonville Farmers Market is a lot of fun. Very exciting. Lots of great vendors and great food and great, you know, great music and everything. So we love going up there. And by all means, whether you're from Fayetteville, Springdale, whatever, come on up because it's a great deal. And it lets you see great shows like The Color Purple and Les Mis and all those ones that we've talked about for a pretty low price.
Jody, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Kyle.